Cape Talk, a world view with Adam Gilchrist.
That's right, Adam in London with all those top stories you need to know more about. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Kino.
So Hong Kong violence, eh? Now, here we go. I mean, police have drawn their guns for the very first time.
Yeah, I suppose you can read a bit into it, and why not? Because, as you say, for the first time, and we're now in the 12th week of these pro-democracy, anti-Chinese rule demonstrations, although it's not quite strictly as simple as that, but still, one officer drew his gun and fired a warning shot. So, no, they haven't opened fire on crowds, but you just wonder how much of that is coming. They've used tear gas and water cannon again, and huge crowds, thousands of people in them, tens of thousands of people in them, 36 people arrested, the youngest age just 12. And again, there's this thing about who's coming across from the Chinese mainland into Hong Kong, whether it is demonstrators, organized protesters, or also maybe some covert security agents. It's boiling still in Hong Kong.
Now, the Brexit wheeling and dealing. This emanates out of the G7 summit in France. Saw a photograph of Macron sitting next to Trump. It looked rather uneasy, but anyway.
Yeah, they haven't exactly seen eye to eye ever since they planted that tree and it was all harmony and love. And ever since then, it's not gone quite so well. But yeah, there are some signs, I suppose, about America sort of towing the line a little bit with world trade. Whether they can heal the rift with China, we're not sure about. There were some very positive noises coming out about joint cooperative moves to sort out the Brazilian rainforest fires. Not just Brazil as well. Other countries have rainforest fires. Bolivia, I think, is another one. But whether they can agree on that and actually aid Jair Bolsonaro, the Brazilian president, there's that. But on the other hand, also some very positive noises from a UK perspective after a cosy breakfast meeting between Donald Trump and Boris Johnson, talking about a post-Brexit trade deal between the UK and the US. But very interesting there that Boris Johnson, while some are worried that he might be a kind of lackey to Donald Trump, as I suppose any world leader could end up being, he has pointed out that America does not exactly like a level playing field in trade. So Boris Johnson piped up, hang on, Mr. President, how about actually importing some British lamb or beef or pork pies or machinery or British fashion or food and drink without all those huge tariffs? It makes a good point, and probably on behalf of most of the rest of the world, actually, thinking about it.
Yes, and we'd all agree with old Boris. Now, crime in space. NASA officials are investigating a possible first, but who's got jurisdiction?
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. Could you work out exactly at what point, travelling at multiple thousand miles an hour, it happened? No. No, would be the shorter. Anyway, we know that NASA is indeed investigating. It's a claim that an astronaut accessed the bank account of her estranged partner from the International Space Station while it's whizzing round up there, and that therefore she may have committed some kind of fraud. The estranged spouse allegedly filed a complaint. The complaint is filed in the United States, but you're right, if it's the International Space Station, how does that work? Whose jurisdiction? I guess, ultimately, if you're committing a fraud, you track it back to where the fraud actually ends up being committed, which is on a computer in America.
Yeah.
So there could be a bit of trouble for the astronaut, Anne McLean. Interesting.
So that internet access in space, that's another interesting one. And then an epic Ashes test match as England beat Australia by one wicket.
Oh, you know what this is like with any of your sports teams when, yeah, you know, they're written off. And I think at one stage they were given a 1% chance of winning, so 100-1. Not quite the 500-1 that might have happened in the Headingley test match, famously, of 1981, the Botham test match. But this time it was the Stokes test match. I mean, his 135 not out is being hailed by all the UK papers this morning as probably the best innings ever played by an Englishman wearing whites. And bear in mind that he played the best innings by an Englishman wearing blues 6 weeks ago, the World Cup final. It's very much turning into Ben Stokes' summer. So it levels the Ashes and all that stuff. But do you know what? There are a lot of us. I was in a pub yesterday watching it, and I could barely take it because at first you're thinking, oh dear, England collapsing, here we go. And then you just began to believe little bit by little bit. So basically, Kino, I've been in therapy for the last 12 hours with a cold flannel in a darkened room. I think I might have to go back there.
And I know what you were singing while you were watching this. I believe I can fly. I believe I can hit the sky. Anyway.
No. All the belief songs. Yes, absolutely. Cher's Believe. You name it.
Oh, Adam, have a good one, sir. Always great chatting. Adam Gilchrist in the UK there with his worldview from London.